Okay, so again, I want to go now to Bill's case and find out how the patient being ERPR positive might affect your decision. But before I do, just very quickly going down the line, starting with Eric, you've all three said you'd use weekly paclitaxel and bevacizumab. What would your therapy have been a year ago?
It might have been single-agent paclitaxel. It might have been Xeloda. It would have almost certainly been some single-agent chemotherapy, and I actually don't think that the order in which we use these drugs makes a big difference. The reason I'd pick paclitaxel now is because that was the drug that was used in the ECOG trial, and I have no reason not to use paclitaxel in her.
George, a year ago?
I would have used a single-agent taxane, and I think either paclitaxel or docetaxel, using the paclitaxel on a weekly basis and the docetaxel on an every three-week basis, either of those.
Joyce?
I tend to use combination therapy early on, and I probably would have given her either paclitaxel or docetaxel and capecitabine in combination. I like a strategy of getting the highest possible response rate, trying to consolidate with some radiation therapy for this patient, which I would certainly consider doing, including the mediastinum, and try to get her the highest response possible. Stopping the taxane, keep going indefinitely on the capecitabine is a strategy I use a lot. And you give about 3-4 months of the combined, stop the taxane, keep going.
So you've changed your paradigm pretty significantly then in a year.
Yes, I think the bevacizumab data with that prolonged time to progression is really very intriguing. This patient, unfortunately, is very much at risk for brain metastasis. This is the kind of cancer that is very heavy in terms of the brain. It's going to be intriguing in the E2100 to see if there's any difference ultimately in the development of brain metastasis by inhibiting VEGF. So I don't know the answer to that, but it would be terrific if that were the case.